prison. Thank God we have the Jessica went back. So we're going to go back to this topic, the book of Joshua.
感谢赞美神，我们在这边有机会继续查考道理。我们继续来看约书亚记。
Joshua chapter 2.
约书亚记第二章。
Joshua chapter 2 is a very well-known story. The two spies and the harlot, the Rahab.
第二章记载着一个非常有名的故事，就是拉合跟两个探跟两个探子。
Yeah, first we read and the chapter and then we can discuss about it.
我们先来看读过一次再来查考。
We're going to take time to read. We have two verses each one, so it takes time to read first.
我们来轮流念这一章，读这一章。请一个人念两节。
My goodness.
Joshua chapter 2, verse 1, Then Joshua, son of Nun, sent two men secretly from Shittim as spies, saying, Go, view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab, and spent the night there, verse 2, near him. The king of Jericho was told, Some Israelites have come here tonight to search out the land.
3. So the king of Jericho said to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the country. 4. Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. 5.
Oh, finished. Thank you. Joshua chapter 2, this is finally they, before they conquer the one city, Jericho, the first city, they sending the two spies first.
约书亚记第二章记载的，在他们攻打耶利哥城以前，先派两个探子去探看。
But somehow this time these two spy in, and then I'm sure they have noticed. So the people know that the stranger came into their city.
那当这两个探子进到城里以后，城的人也发现有两个陌生人进来。
It's a part. They're kind of suspicious about these possible spies.
他们对这两位探子就起了怀疑。
And so sending this message to the king right away, asked the catching these spies.
他们马上把这个消息告诉哥利哥王，耶利哥王。
I think these two spies have not enough time to actually look around the whole town, possibly.
我在想这两个探子可能没有时间去窥探整个城。
But then they just come into this the Rahab's house.
他们进了城以后，可能不多久就进到拉合的家。
And then now is Rahab hiding them and save them.
那这个故事里，我们看到拉合如何将他们藏起来，而救了他们的性命。
And also, these two spies are sending out and back to outside secretly.
也把这两个探子平安的送到城外里。
Actually, she hide them in their house, but the people came from the sending by king, and she mentioned that they're not the two of them not there, so.They just lie to them and send them out, and then safely after a day, and then send the two spies out, go back to their own people to safely.
拉合首先把这两个探子藏在屋顶，当王的兵来问的时候，他说了谎，说他这两个人不在那里。等到兵走了以后，他才把他们平安的遣送到他们自己的人。
So this time the two spies went back to the Israelites. They reported a very positive report.
那这次这两个探子回到以色列人民中，他们报了好消息。
They have confidence that this city is now put us upon our hands to be destroyed.
他们非常的有信心说神已经把这个地全地交在他们的手中。
We can think about the two spies, and then how is it possible these two spies gave a positive report to Moses and I mean the Joshua and then to the people.
我们可以想一想这两个探子为什么有信心报好消息给以色列人以及给耶稣亚呢？
And you know the Joshua chapter 2 verse 24 the mention about what the people's heart.
我们看约书亚记的第二章二十四节，我们就可以看到他们所说的话。
Their report says that their heart is melted away before us.
两个探子说，神已经将全地交在我们手中，那里一切的居民要在我们面前心都消化了。
This information came from the mouth of the Rahab.
其实这个话是从拉合的口中得到的。
Because it's very hard for this short time to spying around the whole town, the Jericho, yet find out their heart because of the Rahab report to them.
因为在这短的时间里面，两个探子没有办法到全地去侦查，所以他们对当地居民的心是怎么了解？当然是从拉合的口中得知。
So two spies are very confident.
这两个探子非常的信心这样说。
At the same time, two spies, the faith was there was good faith at that time.
他们对神也充满了信心。
I think the experience of 40 years of the journey in the wilderness, they find out that they remember, 39 years ago when the Moses sending out the 40 spies to the land of Canaan. 40 years ago, they sending the 12 spies to 40 days. Yeah.
因为这两个探子可能还记着四十年前摩西派了十二个探子去看迦南地的时候。
If you look at that the number number 14, number 13 or 14, their report, number 14, their report is very negative report to the Israelites.
那时候大部分的探子回来都是拜都是报不好的消息。
But at that time the difference, at that time the 12 of them, we can say two of them is positive, but we know that 10 of them, they report a negative report.
那时候12个探子里面有10个回来报坏消息。
Within their report, you cannot tell. Their report is they kind of they trying to search around the people's heart at that time. Doesn't do that at that time.
那时候他们回来报的消息根本没有讲到当地人民的心是什么样子。
You just at that time, all these spies look at just compare with these people and them.
那时候十个探子就是把以色列民跟敌人做比较而已。
Let's look at the numbers.
我们请来看民数记。
Numbers chapter 13, verse from 30.
第十三章第三十节。
Chapter 13, verse 30 to 33.
十三章第三十到三十三节。
Any volunteer next person can read?
请下一个人帮我们念好吗？
Because you can tell, these are just 10 of them, they report the negative report. It's not they really carefully observe these people's heart, how's their heart. They haven't just, you know, to spy for 40 days. You look at that, just compare what these people and them.
这个十个探子报恶信的探子花了40天观察的只是那里当地人的外表却没有看到他们的心。
So we can tell the Joshua Caleb at the days they spy around with them, but for them is it they don't have to even look at them because God already given to them.
但是当约书亚跟加勒所看的，他们根本就没有用眼睛看，是用他们的信心去相信神。
Anyway, because at that time it was possible for 40 days of spying because they don't too much getting close to the native people. We can tell.
我们那时候，我们可以想象到那时候他们可以花了40天去窥探那地，是因为他们没有靠近那当地的人。
But this time we know the Joshua chapter 2, the two spies report to Joshua and the Israelites, they explain about their heart.
但是这一次这两个探子回来报好消息给约书亚，他们却观察到当地人的心。
So this information given by the Rahab.
那其实他们所观察的其实是从拉合嘴巴听来的。
So they have a full of confidence that we can go and attack.
他们充满的信心，觉得以色列们可以去攻打敌人。
Do you know the story about Gideon? During the time of Judges.
我们大家还记得基甸的故事吧？
Gideon, the time of Gideon at that time, God allowed him to have 300 men to attack the Midianites.
当士师时代的时候，神通过基甸的手，用300人去抵打米甸人。
And he can observe at that time the close to the Midianites they are talking.
那时候他去观察米甸人在讲的话。
They talk about the dreams.
米甸人 谈到他们做了个梦。
And then there's one the barley, you know, the bread, the roll it in.
梦到有这个饼从滚下来。
So the barley bread roll it into their territory and then destroyed it.
那把他们的地都毁掉了。
So they talk about this.
所以基甸听到的。当地的人在讲这个梦。
Yes, let's look at the Isaiah. No, I'm sorry. Judges chapter 6-7.
我们请来参考士师记第七章。
Judges chapter 7 verse 13 and 14.
第十三到十四节，士师记第七章第十三节。
Next person, can.
请下个人帮我们念好吗？
Because this time the God doesn't allow. If you look at the chapter 7 at the beginning, there's over 20,000 people wants to fight against the enemies actually at that time.
如果我们从第七章开始看的话，一开始有22,000人要去打仗。
So all together about 30,000, but over 20,000 people. They since you want to go back, so they still have about 10,000 left.
那基甸说，如果不想会有胆怯的人可以回开，可以离开回去，所以就只剩下10,000人。
At that time, they're asking God, "Is there this number I can go fight?" And God says, "No, too many."
那基甸去求问神说这些人够吗？神说太多人了。
So they go to the water stream and then find that only 300 people. The people who put the water to hands to drink it, that's the 300 people.
那结果他们又到了另外的地方去喝水，那用手捧着水起来喝的人只剩下300人。
So this one is these with the 300 people now on the they wants to find out that the enemy side.
那这300个人要去抵挡对敌人。
So Gideon heard about this instance, what they're talking about, then did he have confidence about this battle?
当基甸听到对方做的这个梦的内容以后，他就充满了信心，知道神会帮他们打仗。
So Judges chapter 7 verse 15 says, It came about when the Gideon heard the account of the dream of its interpretation.
第十五节，第七章十五节，基甸听到这个梦以及梦的讲解，就敬拜神。
He bowed in worship.
他就敬拜了真神。
That means he's determined now commit himself with the 300 people, go and fight.
意思是他已经下定决心要用300个人去打。
You understand that this fighting against the Midianites is not by the sword and by the man's power.
我们可以了解当时候他的心情是知道不是用300人去的力量去打去抵打 对方。
A very strange way because with a big with a jar and then put the pictures in the fire into inside of the jar and then the breaking up a very strange way anyway it's fighting we know that right.
我们知道故事结果是用一个非常很奇特的方法去攻击对方。
So this way, they destroy the enemies.
靠着神的帮助，他们有办法得胜。
You can tell God gave confidence to the Israelites and also Gideon.
我们可以看得出神给以色列民跟基甸有这么大的信心。
The book of Joshua, if you look at chapter 2, this one is when the two spies happened to be in to hide themselves in the Rahab's place.
那在约书亚记第二章，同样的，我们看到两个探子藏在拉合家里。
This is the God's arrangement.
这个是神的安排。
Actually, the two spying work is almost failed at that time.
如果想一想，其实这两个探子是他们是失败的。
I'm sure because two spying that while we failed.
他们的命他们已经没有达到他们的任务。
as long as, you know, Rahab said, they, when the people come and report, the two of them is here, the behind, you can catch them. That's it. That was no more after that.
今天如果拉合不没有说这个谎话，把这个王的人说两个探子就藏在我家里，他们就没命了。
But this is God's arrangement.
但是神有特别的旨意。
Let the two spies can find out the situation of the entire town by the reporting of the Rahab.
借着拉合的口中，让两个探子可以明白整个居民的心。
Actually, the Rahab's even the Midian, this is the Canaanite's lady, but she had faith.
虽然拉合是一个迦南的女人，但是她对真神却有一份信心。
So they helping to the spy. I mean, she helping the spy.
他愿意帮忙这两位探子。
At the same time, save them and then let them to flee away.
救了他们两人的生命，又帮助他们逃离。
Everything from the beginning to the end, there's a God's guidance.
从头到尾其实都是有神的带领。
Because this battle is God already set the plan for the victory.
因为这场战争神早就预备好了。
The same thing like Midianites when the Gideon fight against enemies at that time.
就好像基甸要去打米甸人一样。
So this is not the battle against the number to number.
这个不是用多数去打胜敌人的。
Because this battle is what God prepared and planned ahead, and then fight this one for the God's way to destroy these enemies.
但是这场战争是神所有计划预备去打胜的。
Yeah, so that's how they flew away. But yet at the same time, at that time, the Rahab holding the two spies.
他们要离开以前，拉合抓紧着这两个。两位探子
，This is we can call the wisdom.
其实这是拉合的一个智慧
，chance，
有这个机会。
But because once that God gave her opportunity to help this man from the Israelites, so she and her household to be saved.
他深知神给他有这个机会来帮助两个探子，让他的家人也可以借此得救。
I find out the one who know how to catch the chance well, that person really to receive all the reward and blessing.
今天如果人可以把握机会的话，他们也能够得到神的祝福。
In a sense, the Christian's life, once God gave us opportunity, that we know that through the prayer, we know that is the chance and that is the opportunity.
其实我们基督徒的生活也是这样子，我们从祷告中可以去发现神所赐给我们的机会。
So why we have to pray to God all the time?
为什么我们要常常去祷告呢
？When God give us opportunity,
因为当神要把机会赐给我们的时候
，When God give us a chance, then we can figure out this is a given chance from God.
我们从祷告中可以去发掘神所赐给我们的机会。
We find the book of Acts at that time, the apostle when they preach the gospel.
我们在《使徒行传》里看到。使徒们出去传福音。
But we find out that at that time, so when apostles the preacher, they also facing of the all the persecutions.
那时候他们面对了很多逼迫。
But when the time come, Spirit of God stirring them, and then also the fullness of God to let them to speak out.
但是当神的时间到的时候，通过圣灵充满了他们，他们就有能力讲出道理。
One time, the Peter and John when they passing through the beautiful gate.
有一次，彼得、约翰在美门旁边过去。
Because at that time there is one of the lame beggars, you know, they sit on there, and then asking for help to the Peter.
他们经过美门旁边，有一个瘸子向他们要。
Now Peter and John talk to him says, "I do not have a gold and silver."
向他们要钱，那彼得跟他说：“金银我都没有。”
But they proclaim said, "I do not possess any silver or gold, but yet I do have. I give it to you."
金银我都没有，但是我所有的我会给你。
And they explain about the name of Jesus the Nazarene.
他就向他们解释耶稣拿撒勒人耶稣的能力。
But find out the Lord Jesus within us, how wonderful it is.
向他传讲。主耶稣多么美好
！And one day say in the name of Jesus Nazareth, you walk in.
当他说奉主耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走
and he walked there.
他就开始行走
Now, once you look at Acts chapter 3, find out at that time that, I'm sure because Peter and John, they saw him before, I'm sure.
我相信可能彼得约翰过去也是曾经看过这个瘸子
But that day, the Peter and then John fixed his eyes gaze upon him, it says.
但是第四节这里说彼得约翰那一天定睛看着这位瘸腿的
Because somehow the Spirit of God moved them, the Peter and John, this chance you have to do something to him.
相信那一天圣灵感动彼得约翰跟他们说这是他们的机会要去医治这位瘸子
give them opportunity to bring out this sign and wonder happen at that time
神要给他们这个机会去行这么大的神迹
so Peter and John at that time they preached the gospel to them
所以彼得约翰把握机会就向他们传福音
because people saw this happen to them because it never happened there
因为在那里当地从来没有发生这些事情
and then they explain about the Lord Jesus
所以他们把握机会就向他们传讲主耶稣
Chapter 4 mentioned that at that time the one who come to the Lord is 5,000
第四章是说 当时有那一天就有五千人来信主
And then there is a persecution come upon to them
那逼迫就来到他们中间
But because the high priest you know, those the Pharisees Sadducees they don't like it
因为大祭司以及法利赛人、亚都塞人都不喜欢。
And they right away come approach to the Peter and John.
马上他们就来询问彼得、约翰。
With what authority you doing these things?
说他们凭什么谁的权力来传福音
？At that time when Peter speak out, at that time the Spirit of God move him.
那当彼得跟他们回应的时候，充满了圣灵。
So the Spirit of God, the Bible says, chapter 4, verse 8, book of Acts says, Peter filled with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传四章八节说，当时彼得被圣灵充满。
So stand up to the opposition, stand up against the one against God.
非常有能力的站起来面对这些官府人员。
Right, because that's how during the time of Acts, that's how the spiritual kingdom to be conquered.
当在使徒行传使徒时代神的国就是这样子被建立起来。
But since they have a heart to preach the gospel,
因为他们有心要传福音。
God give them an opportunity.
神就赐给他们机会。
Little things, but that becomes the hope for the chance to be preached the gospel.
从一个看起来好像是非常微小的事情开始就给他们有这机会去传福音
and also persecution coming closer to
那当然这个逼迫也继续来临
actually they put him into the jail at that time
甚至这两位彼得约翰被抓到监牢
later God opened for them for the jail doors that they come out
那神也用他的能力把牢门打开让他们出来
so we find that during the time of book of Acts
这个是使徒行传使徒时代的事情
God was with them to let them have a chance to for that open the way of salvation to the kingdom of God to be expanded
神与他们同在给他们机会让他们可以去传讲福音
When I look at this message the book of Joshua and also during the time of book of Acts is that because of the issue about the manpower the lack of manpower? No
当我去思考约书亚记以及使徒时代他们的故事我发觉其实人多少不是问题
If God is with us
如果神与我们同在的话
If Spirit of God work with us
如果圣灵与我们同工
Sometimes one person is enough
有时候一个人就够了
We know because Midianites when the Gideon destroyed them God wants only 300 people
当基甸带领以色列人去打米甸人的时候，神只要300个人。
And also, the book of Joshua, we know that about 39 years ago, when Moses sending the 12 spies, now is the 2 spies.
我们也记得，在大概39年前，摩西派12个探子，这次约书亚只派了2个探子。
I think this one that Joshua learned from the 39 years ago what happened to them.
我想约书亚是在39年前学到了这个教训。
I'm sure because Joshua Caleb, they learned that it's not a matter of how many people sense, they bring the information to the people.
我想约书亚跟加勒学到了，不是人多就好。
The important thing is that people go there to with the faith to look at them, they report according to the God's way.
重要的是派出去的探子要有信心，要有对神有信心。
So two spies one day went to the Jericho.
所以当这两位探子到约利哥城里
，This is God's arrangement to find out the Rahab. Rahab report everything the every situ all the situation about the whole town.
从头到尾到拉合家里都是神的安排。
So I'm sure because two is better than 12.
我相信这两个探子所做的比
Joshua
当时十二个更好。
Joshua knew that when he was a spy 40 days, so he and Caleb, two of them, they give a positive report. We know that.
我们记得39年前约书亚跟加勒是两个。12个探子里中两个回来报好消息的。
So we find out here when the Joshua sending the two spies, it's not that based upon who's the representative. It's not that I'm sure because Joshua find out who has a faith, so the two should elect them and send them.
我相信约书亚要挑这两个探子，是不是凭着他们代表哪一个族大的族，而是去挑两个对神特别有信心的人。
So,We find out these compare like during the time Moses 12 spy into the spy. Now is the two spy moving in. Now is sending to the you know the land of Canaan.
如果我们跟摩西时代做一个比较，当时摩西派了十二个探子，约书亚这一次派了两个探子。
So this time really everything is continued to be followed what the God expected actually.
这一次事情从头到尾都是一直照着神的计划来实行。
So.It is important that we can be the witness of God.
今天我们也要这样子来为神做见证。
May we look at Zechariah?
我们请来看撒加利亚书。
If you look at Zechariah, there's a Zechariah chapter 4.
撒加利亚书的第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4, they mention about the two olive trees.
撒加利亚书第四章这里提到两棵葡萄树，橄榄树，对不起，橄榄树。
We find from verse 2.
请看第四章第二节。
God answered Zechariah, what do you see? And I said, behold, chapter 4, verse 2, a lampstand all of gold, and it's a ball on the top of it, and it's a seven lamp on it.With the seven spout, it will belong to each of the lamp which are on the top of it. Because he explained about this, you know, the surround.
这里第四章第二节，他在提到他这个灯。
And then mentioned about the chapter 4 verse 3, say two olive tree by it.
在第三节说，旁边有两棵橄榄树。
One is right, one is left.
一棵在灯仔的右边，一棵在灯仔的左边。
So Zechariah asked, "What is it?"
所以撒加利亚说，他就问主说，这是什么意思呢
？He actually explained about the leader of Israel at that time.
他就解释说，这个是代表以色列的
Because during the time of Haggai and Zechariah, this time.The first group of people from the Babylon, they at the beginning start to build the temple of God, but they stop.
以色列的两位领袖，因为当时候在建城的时候，他们回到耶路撒冷要建城墙，建到一半就停下来。
16 years, they stopped building the temple, so they couldn't finish the temple of God.
他们回来建圣殿，没有办法完成。
And then they explain about this, you know, the visions.
那就继续来解释这个意象。
And verse 6.
第六节。
And answer and say to me, this is the word of the Lord of the Jerubbabel, saying that not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord of hosts. Because this word is important because what you're preparing,You're building the temple of God. It's not by your powers.
四章六节这里说，他们去
not your strength. Yeah.
他们去建这个圣殿，不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。
The God showing to show him to his my spirit.
但是是倚靠神的灵。
So this is showing to Zechariah.
他把这个意象解释给撒加利亚。
But these two the witness actually continue come to introduce the book of Revelation.
那这两位见证人在启示录也再次的出现。
Nowadays of those who to become a witness of the Lord Jesus.
现在这两位见证人为主耶稣做见证。
When Peter and John were passing through the, you know, to the beautiful gate.
约翰彼得在美门旁边经过。
This is the picture that God sending two of the olive tree to showing the God's glory.
这个就好像神派了两棵橄榄树来显耀神的荣耀。
To us, same thing nowadays.
我们今天也是同样的。
God sending us to be the witness of the Lord Jesus to the world.
神差派我们为主耶稣来做见证。
So we have to pray to God.
所以我们要向神祷告。
We know that your second coming is closer.
我们相信他再临的时候快到了。
God help me the opportunity.
求神给我机会。
Give me the opportunity to preach your wonderful gospel to others.
给我机会把你美好的福音跟别人分享。
Especially nowadays, we know the more and more restrictions, you know, around us.
尤其是末世这时代。很多限制我们。
And also the nation is continued to corrupt it nowadays.
那整个社会国家都一直腐败。
So we have to more focus on ourselves, how we can conquer, so that we can expand the kingdom of God.
所以我们要好好的想一想如何来建造神的国。
Otherwise, this kingdom always shrink back. Actually,
不然的话，这个国会越来越衰弱。
Book of Joshua bring us the importance of spirit of conquering.
约书亚记给我们很好的教训，让我们知道如何可以更有能力、更有信心。
Joshua sending the two spies to be witness.
约书亚还派了两个有信心的探子。
So one day, all these Israelites came upon there to conquer these.Especially the Jericho, the simple city.
他们把这个信心带给了全以色列人，让他们可以把这个罪的城，就是耶利哥城打下来。
How we can conquer our life by the word of God?
那我们今天通过神的话语，如何可以打败我们的心呢
？We can scope to the narrow to our life within.
我们可以把这个教训。应用在我们私人的生活当中。
Jesus mentioned that, you know, the kingdom of God is not here and there, but in your midst, in the within our heart.
主耶稣说，神的国不是在那里，也不是在这里，而是在你的心中。
We have to conquer our flesh.
我们要先战胜我们的肉体。
So conquering is especially we have many different things, but we have a stubborn nature.
我们可能很
We have a passionate desire from the flesh.
我们可能有肉体的情欲。
The first John, the chapter to mention about this, our, you know, our lustful desires.
约翰一书提到我们有眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲。
This is kind of, we can say, this is like a Jericho.
这些情欲就好像是耶利哥城。
Once we look at ourselves, our Jericho.
如果我们可以把自己当作跟耶利哥城来看
，from the distance, this is too big.
可能从远的地方看，这个城太大了。
I'm a Christian, but I don't think I can conquer it.
我是基督徒没错，但是我没有办法战胜这城。
Always I just, you know, I'm flesh. What can I say?
我觉得我是带肉体的，没有什么能力。
Always just from the distance, think about it. I don't think it's impossible.
一直从一个很远的地方来看，觉得这个没有办法。
Then we never be possible.
不可能去战胜它。
Actually, this is the way we can spying for no matter how long, but it doesn't work at all.
不管我们如果就算我们是探子，不管再看多久，还是没有用的。
We have the spying, which means we have to observation of our heart and our flesh by the word of God.
但是我们当看子要用神的话语的角度去看我们的心，去仔细去了解我们自己。
So that we can find out who we are. What is our you know the castle that it seems a very strong of a It's just with the will of flesh.
我们才可以去了解自己的心，去怎么战胜我们的心。
We have to understand that once we draw near to God.
我们要了解，我们如果可以亲近神的话
，then actually our desire of flesh is shrinking.
那我们肉体的情欲就会越来越减少。
But many times our heading toward not toward to God, but heading toward to agree with the point of flesh.
问题是我们所走的方向常常不是靠近神，而去体贴我们的肉体。
Then Jericho is always there.
所以耶利哥城永远是在那里。
If we cannot destroy the Jericho,
我们如果没有办法战胜耶利哥城，
how we can conquer the rest of them?
那我们哪有办法战胜这整个迦南地呢？
If I have a problem, how can I help the church?
如果我自己有问题，我怎么有办法去有能力去帮助教会？
When I have a problem, I have my own issue and my own family issue.Yet, how can I stretch our hands to help others?
如果我自己有问题，我家里有问题，我哪有能力去再去帮忙别的弟兄姐妹们？
Many times, experience is coming from me.
常常我们的障碍就是我们自己。
How I can personally I experience of God, so I myself to be truly be light of the world.
如果我今天自己有办法去体验到神，我才可以做世上的光。
We know that it's not because of the somebody else experience. It's not somebody else what happened, but Am I have that experience, my Jericho to be conquered, really by God's hands?
别人有体验神是他们的事，但是我自己没有体验神的话，也没有办法去打倒我这个耶利哥城。
We understand nowadays John chapter 3 verse 5. We open the Bible to other people. People don't listen to it anymore.
我们今天
说 you know that I know that.
我们今天如果就打开圣经跟人讲约翰福音三章五节，人家不听的。
That's why Herbalife and then America, where it's Market America, they do a very good job. Do you know that? They are like marketing the Herbalife.
所以美国这边有一家在卖维他命的公司做得很好。
First, you have to use it.
为什么他说你自己
Amway is all that you have to use first then.
销售人员自己要先用他的产品。
It's like the religion. And then after they gather together, they talk about their product.
他们这个做公司管理好像在做一个好像变成宗教的一样，他们还有一起在讨论。
How I know? Because my wife one day she did it and she lost it. But as I know,
我为什么会那么清楚？因为我太太有参加。
I find out because she wants extra money for help, and then I end up find out it seems like it's buying something. She use it, but it's hard to sell it anyway.
她其实是为了我们家好，要去多赚点钱，但她自己用一用，觉得产品又不怎么样，不好。
Because They have a confidence. You use it, then you have a positive result. Then you can talk to other people.
他这间公司有这个信心说，你如果自己用这个产品，你会觉得很好，你就会卖给别人。
That's what Christian life is same thing.
其实基督徒的生活生命就是这样子。
Book of Joshua chapter 2, this is the beginning of the battle.
约书亚记第二章，这是开始打仗的开始。
Jericho is like a fortified city.
耶利哥是一个很坚强的城，很强壮的城。
So what God have done to Israel is let them to cross the Jordan River.
神已经带领以色列民过了约旦河。
Showing that my grace upon you not by your hands but my hands.
神已经让他们晓得他的恩典恩惠是通过他的手出来的。
So when they after this we know that later on they marching toward to the Jericho to destroy that.
我们知道这故事以后，以色列人去绕耶利哥城。
Not by their own hands, we know that, right?
我们非常清楚，他们打倒哥利哥城不是借着自己的手。
By the hands of God,
而是借着神的大能力。
We read the book of Zechariah. We read it.
我们刚才在撒迦利亚书已经看到了。
Not your power, but my spirit.
不是你的势力，也不是才能，是靠着神的能力。
So when the time that the book of Acts that they established the kingdom of God is not by people's hand.
在使徒时代，使徒们也不是靠着自己的力量去建神的国。
This church, the kingdom of God, at that time, the spiritual kingdom was established by the Holy Spirit.
当时候这个属灵的国不是用人的能力去建设的。
So Jesus actually required to them, you can be the witness of me.
主耶稣所要求的只是我们要去做他的见证人。
There's a lot of difficulties and trouble at that time, sir.
当时候也有很多困难阻挡。
But yet continue the kingdom of God to be expanded.
但是神的国却一直的发展。
Now go back to the book of Joshua.
我们请翻回来看约书亚记。
I think its time is up, so we have to finish here, but next hours we'll continue to talk about the Rahab.
时间已经到了，那我们下一次继续会来谈拉合。
Rahab is giving us very precious information about how is precious to fearing the understanding of fearing of God.
拉合给我们很好的教训，就是他敬畏神。
This is not just happen to be like a Rahab, you know, he himself, having this opportunity, you know, just happen to be no one.
拉合会得救不是因为巧合。
Because God arranged her to meet the two spies because the lady Rahab, she fearing of God.
神安排拉合会遇到这两个探子，因为拉合本来就是敬畏神的人。
So, among the all town of the Jericho.Only this family was survived.
为什么整个耶利哥城那么多人就只有这家人得救？
It's telling us the importance of our salvation.
这个其实代表我们救恩的重要性。
How we can be saved?
我们如何得救？
I find out the salvation is not, you think about, how about these people, how about that? It's not important thing. Important thing is I myself, my family, the people around, we have to save them.
我其实从他身上我们知道救恩不是说那家人怎么样那一家人怎么样而是我自己跟我家人要先得救。
Many times we try to think about ourselves like in a very humanistic people we are.
有时候我们觉得自己好像很
I can't be saved, but how about these people? The God is not fair.
我们的心地很宽大。
Then I find out when the judgment is come upon,
我们心觉得自己很伟大，好像神不公平，有些人不救他们。
You have to be wise.
但是真的末日来的时候，你自己要有智慧，有聪明。
Otherwise, you just talk about the philosophy on yourself and other people to be saved.
不然你自己在那边谈大道理，旁边人都已经得救了，你自己还有问题。
Have you noticed that God and the three of them came to visit Abraham?
我们记不记得当时候神用三个人来看亚伯拉罕。
Abraham heard about the, you know, the judgment of the Sodom and Gomorrah.
亚伯拉罕那时候已经知道索多玛、哥摩拉要被毁灭。
Right away, because Abraham's mind is, I have to save my nephew's family.
亚伯拉罕第一个反应就是我要去救我的侄子。
So、God already sent two angels.
神就
Sodom and Gomorrah.
就派了两个天使到索多玛、哥摩拉去。
What Abraham demand to the God is he wants to try his Lord family to be saved out of there.
亚伯罕最终的目的就是要救他侄子一家。
He never dealing with you're not fair, you know, because you killed all of them. Oh, you because.I think my mind is morally, I'm higher than you, maybe possible. You know? You're not fair, you know, you can say that. Maybe.
亚伯拉罕没有跟神说，你怎么那么不公平？你怎么那么不慈爱？如果我是神的话，还比你更好。
But we have to understand that God's judgment is based upon His righteousness.
我们要记得神
It's not based upon my own philosophy.
神的审判是跟着他的对他的公义来做标准的。
So in the time of, you know, the Sodom and Gomorrah, how many people were saved at that time?
我们看索多玛、哥摩拉那时候有几个人得救呢？
Because Abraham prayed for his family, which is Lot, you know, nephew.
因为亚伯拉罕为他的侄子代祷。
So God remember even during the time of the judgment upon to them, but let the two angels bring them out of the Sodom and Gomorrah.
神纪念亚伯拉罕的祷告，而在毁灭这两个城中把这些人救出来。
Because six times Abraham asked God.
因为神亚伯拉罕向神求六次。
Abraham never said you are unfair.
亚伯罕从来没有批评神说你公不公平。
Abraham knows that God is fair all the time.
亚伯罕深信神是永远公平的。
His righteousness upon them, that is his standard.
他的公义是做标准。
But he asked mercy for save his nephew Lot's family.
但是他所求的是神的怜悯来拯救。
So he holding God six times to let that not happen to him.
罗德一家人，他向神求了六次。
But Abraham knows that this city will be destroyed anyway.
但是亚伯罕心里有数，知道这两个城一定会被毁灭。
He keep on asking righteousness, but his inside of him is, please save mercy upon my nephew family.
他知道神的公义将要临到，他只是求神有向他们施怜悯。
Because understanding is important about the salvation.
所以他对神的拯救计划非常清楚。
Now, we are not a humanistic philosophy with it. We have a philosophy based upon the God, His salvation, His righteousness.
我们今天所想的一些想法都是要借着神的角度来看。
Rahab knows what will happen to them.
拉合知道他们这个城将会发生什么事。
She wants to be saved.
她希望能得救。
She knows God already determined to destroy her town. She knows that.
她非常明白神将要来毁灭这个城。
Then she holding upon to these two men.
所以她紧抓了这两个人。
You have to save us.
请你求你救我们一家。
This is a We can see that this is the way of salvation.
这个就是救恩的方法。
I find that when Jesus died on the cross,
我在想主耶稣基督在十字架上死掉。
Two criminals died beside next to Lord Jesus.
在他旁边，当时有两个犯罪人。
The one who the evil one always looking for the Lord Jesus, it seems like he mocking onto him.
在旁边，其中一个对主耶稣一直在讥笑他。
If you read the scriptures, you can tell it seems like what he's saying is quite fair.
如果我们从这个字面上看，好像他讲的话是非常有道理。
But the one who showing the mercy upon to the Lord Jesus, he actually asking for his salvation.
但是另外一个人，他却求主耶稣来救他。
And the way he says he.With he himself, once he knows that he's condemned, what he has done because it's what he condemns, it's because of his sin.
这个强盗知道他自己是该死的。
Because what the next one says, you are the Christ.
他向他说你是基督。
You can save you and us.
另外一个却取笑他说，如果你是基督的话。
That's what the evil one say that.
你可以救我跟救别人啊。
The one who they drew near to God at that time.
但是另外一个强盗他愿意来亲近神。
He rebuked him. Rebuked the other one, evil one.
他就向另外一个强盗说
We deserve our deed.
我们两个是该死的。
But this man has done nothing wrong.
但是这个人什么错都没做。
He just find out the Lord Jesus is a true God.
他知道主耶稣是真神。
We receive what we have done.
我们所受的难是应该的。
Right away, he come to his face toward the Lord Jesus, saying that.
他马上把他的脸面对主耶稣这样说。
Please remember me.
请你纪念我。
When you come in your kingdom.
当你的荣耀到的时候，请你纪念我。
Jesus say to him right away.
主耶稣马上跟他这样说。
It seems like Jesus stand by what you said. I want to say this word. If you look at the story.
如果我们看这个故事仔细看。
Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise.
我实实在在跟你说，今天你将在乐园跟我同在。
Because the moments when the sinner that the moments open his heart.To the Lord Jesus.
当一个罪人把心打开，求主进到他心里。
He knows the most important thing is salvation.
他知道最重要的事就是他的救恩。
But he knows that he's not deserved.
他也知道自己不配。
Actually, he asking for the true mercy.
所以他求神给他的是完全的怜悯。
The one we find in the book of Joshua, chapter 2, the Rahab, hallowed. You think about it.
如果我们这样子仔细去查考《约书亚记》第二章
跟拉合，You think about her life. She's like deserved to be saved, actually.
我们如果想一想，她配得得救吗
？No, she asking for the God's grace.
她不配的，但是她所求的也是神的怜悯，神的救恩。
It's not that she talk about how he's a humanistic, to his view is, it's not that I have to be saved here.
他那时候没有想到拯救整个世人，他所想的就是他自己跟大家人。
Especially on the end time comes.
尤其到末日这个时代。
Salvation is important.
我们救恩是最重要。
This is a priority in our life.
应该是我们生命中最重要的事。
At the same time, we have to preach to other people.
同时，我们也要尽量的去传福音。
And at the same time, toward us, we can conquer our Jericho within us too.
我们要把我们心中的耶利哥城打倒。
To witness.
去来当这两位见证人。
Actually, the truth and the word of God.
然后手里有神的话和真理。
Because olive trees, it's kind of the oil to, because ordain, which is, you know, to apply with by the Holy Spirit.
那这两橄榄树有油，也是代表圣灵的倾倒。
We always watch over ourselves, look over ourselves, reflect ourselves.
我们要常常反省自己。
So we can continue to this way to conquer ourselves.
能够继续打倒我们心中的耶利哥城。
And conquer also the, this word.By the Holy Spirit,
也是靠着圣这个圣灵来打倒世界的邪恶。
It's essential your work and my work.
这个是你我所要做的工作。
That we have to pray for that.
但是我们要求神带领。
That's what the two spies' purpose.
要祷告求神，这是两个探子的工作。
And also we are wise like this in Rahab.
我们也要像拉合一样有智慧。
And time over, so we can pray to God.
现在一起
help us.
跪下祷告，求神带领我们，帮助我们。